Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, the cloudy weather from this morning will continue to diminish, and today will be mostly sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 27, and on Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 45. And in the news for today, for those of us who have been wondering how local farmers are dealing with the cold, wet spring we have been experiencing, here is the latest from the Agricultural Connection website. Still not much to report on the 2022 growing season. That's according to the latest USDA crop weather summary issued on Monday by the Wisconsin Ag Statistics Service. This report said wet and cold soil conditions continued across much of the state during the past week, with average temperatures ranging 5.8 degrees below normal. Little field work was possible in northern Wisconsin due to freezing nighttime temperatures and snow showers, while limited progress was made in southern areas. Spring tillage and manure applications proceeded where conditions allowed. Topsoil moisture conditions were rated 2% very short, 8% short, 64% adequate, and 26% surplus. Spring tillage was reported as 4% complete, which is over 2 weeks behind last year and 10 days slower than the five-year average. 4% of the expected oat crop has been planted. That is also nearly 2 weeks behind last year. Winter wheat conditions were rated 61% good to excellent statewide, up 3 percentage points from last week. And in other state news, from WPR comes the following. The leader of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue said the state is in its strongest financial position in more than 50 years. DOR Secretary Peter Barca said the state is expected to end its current two-year budget with a $3.8 billion surplus. He said the fiscal turnaround is the result of growing revenue and a bipartisan effort to control expenditures. Data released by the state on Friday showed sales tax revenue increased 12.7% in March compared to the same month last year. Corporate tax revenue for March was up more than 40% during the same period. Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have differed on how to handle the budget surplus. In January, Evers called for a special session of the legislature to address the surplus. The governor called for a $150 tax refund for every Wisconsin resident, along with $130 million for child and caregiver tax credits, along with $130 million for child and caregiver tax credits, and $750 million for public education in the state. Republicans rebuffed Evers' plans, adjourning the special session without debate or action on the plan. GOP lawmakers have previously called the proposal for a tax refund an election year gimmick. Republicans have instead said they would focus on tax relief in the next budget cycle. Again, some information for this report was shared by permission from Wisconsin Public Radio Online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.